like old Sun House singing the blues. And I'll sing that swamp, 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 swamp music.
Check, check, 1, 2, check, check, 1, 2. Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning. We're coming out of the gate, hot and heavy. I fucking had it already. I mean, it's hard for me to make it through and wade through all the bullshit on a daily basis, especially when it comes from so-called your side, our side. What side are you on? Are you left? Are you right? Are you still thinking like that? My God, you're going to be left in the dust real fast. There's only two sides, folks, and I'm going to explain them to you again. If you're new here, or you have been watching Fox News and other dopes, there's two sides here. It's not left and right. It's them against you. And them being the folks in D.C. on both sides of the aisle. And man, I have to tell you, it's never been more clear to me that that's the case. We've said that here for 18 months. And people who still see things through a prism of our side. This is a victory for our side. What victory have you had for our side? Regardless of what your political philosophy is, if you're on the left, you're wearing a mask, your kid's about to be fucking injected with something nobody even knows what it is. If you don't get injected, you're going to lose your job, your house. Same with the right wing. How is that a victory for anybody? You have people out there, literally a campaign. I mean, Thomas Paine in 1700s, you know, the famous pamphlet Common Sense that helped launch this country. Common sense. I mean, those two words, right? You have people out there who stood in line, got their injections. That's great. Personal choice. No one's fucking giving you a hard time. But then after you get your injections, you tell me that I have to get an injection to protect you. Are you out of your fucking mind? So I have to protect you for something that doesn't work, that you got in line for. And don't kid yourself. It doesn't work. So this could be a lot of fun tonight because I'm in a really fucking rare mood. I'm not. Before we get rolling, this could be a fast show. This might be the last show. The mood I'm in. Of course, I'm kidding. We don't curtsy to anybody here except you folks. And we only owe you the truth and everybody else. Kiss my fat ass. Guys are so easily swayed. You're so easily misled. And you're fucking generally lost. If you're thinking, oh, this is a victory for our side. Ooh, this journalist on our side's doing a great job exposing something 18 months after they should have fucking exposed these things. Or a year after they should have exposed it, if you're talking about vaccines, or 18 months if you're talking about Corona con. Scamdemic. We've been talking about that 18 months. Now people are just coming around saying, hey, I think this is a scam. Let's tell our followers that there's something wrong here. Yeah, there's something wrong here. You motherfucker, you're wrong. If you're still choosing sides and things like that, and you don't understand that it's us against them, the elites versus the have-nots, the haves versus the have-nots. And you can understand that so-called journalists or whatever the fuck you want to call them, influencers, whatever the fancy name of these idiots are, these paid idiots are. If they're just waking up now after 18 months or a year after these jabs have been rolled out and they start reporting on the dangers of it, where have you been? Like, we've been in a fucking street fight out here for a number of months, going on 2 years. We're in our second year of a street fight, and you roll up in your Mercedes and your fucking eyes on top and say, hey, how's it going over there, man? How's the rumble? You don't mind if I stick my head in for a minute right before I hit the yacht club? This is where we're at. Yeah. Thanks for stopping by. We've been on the chain gang here. Thanks for checking in on this chain gang type. We appreciate it. We'll be here with our ball and chain and our ankle shackles, fighting the good fight while you're out fucking around playing grab ass. If you haven't figured it out, folks, we're on our own out here. The sooner you figure that out, the sooner you figure out who your real enemy is. It's not left or right. It's got nothing to do with anything anymore. That's fucking gone. Anybody who's thinking you can solve something through elections, whether you're in Canada or the United States or New Zealand or Australia, Are you serious? You don't think they can rig whatever they want, whenever they want? Look what they've done to the entire world. They took millions, perhaps more, cooked up trouble in a lab in China. Labs, plural, actually, when you break it down. And all this just happened to go down after all these quote-unquote simulations about people cooking up a... Sometimes it gets a little too much to try to break through. So we'll just focus on the folks, again, who get it. And thank God we have them on. I tell you what, if I didn't have these folks on our own platform, I'd be out of this game. I'd go do something else. And I could do many different things. That's not even a concern. It never has been a concern. I like doing this. We have, thank God, we have smart people. I can't deal with stupid people anymore. There's so many of them. We just have to journey on. Get lost into stupidity, it's like quicksand. Watching people today pretend that they're in this fight. It's going to be between the lines. Stick your head in on pain.tv and see what I'm talking about. I'm not going to fucking go into, I'm not going to dignify these posers with... On the public podcast. I apologize for being pissed off. No, I don't. And the band is yes, and I say yes. Forget these assholes. Start focusing on your own life. Simple as that. Move yourself. You always live your life. Never thinking of the future. Prove yourself. You are the move you make. Take your chances, win or loser. You better prove yourself. And you better take care of yourself. And you better take care of your family. Because there's not a damn leader, so-called leader out here, that gives two hoots about you or your crew. And you better find the folks that do. And you better find a community that supports you. Thank God we have one. Thank God. We're going to play some videos for you. One comes from Down Under, Sky News. A big blowout on Wuhan. What happened at the Wuhan lab? Has some decent parts to it. Of course, it has gaping holes as well. So we'll try to fill those in and pose a couple questions. Throw a couple questions your way. Things for you to think about. Why the news media, regardless whether they're not Australia or the UK or the US, won't tell you the fucking real skinny about things. Why it takes so-called journalists 18 months to do something about fucking COVID. Not do something about the virus. Not do something about the scheme. Actually cover it is what I'm saying. It's a sham. The same kind of guys with their tin cup out all the time. Give us money. Give us a donation. Give us money. Give us money. Give us money. We're a charity. We're a nonprofit. What have you done? Look at all these fucking nonprofits. I mean, seriously, right? We talk about the Clinton Foundation. We talk about the Gates Foundation, all the bullshit they pull. We talk about Doyle and Moynihan. Their takedown of the Clinton Foundation that's ongoing. So-called on your side, the charities, the nonprofits who you give money to. I just shake my head at it. I've seen online and on social media, folks on Social Security say, man, as soon as I get my check, I'm going to be donating to the cause. Whatever the cause du jour is. Or whatever dope starts a new GoFundMe for their freedom fighting fucking bullshit. Another ruse here, another scheme there, another grift here. I've seen folks say, yeah, well, I'm doing too well and having a hard time eating on a regular basis, healthy food and paying rent, but I'm going to give to the cause. What cause? What cause? The only cause is these assholes try to make money from you at every fucking turn. You see? What have they done for you, for us? Who have they put in jail? What have they told us that we didn't already know? You understand? When we sit here on Pain.TV and we roll out stuff what we call on the hot wire level, I'm telling people shit they probably don't know. Unless they're really plugged in. See, where I come from, as a journalist, you tell people stuff they don't know. That's called breaking news. That's called a bombshell. The word bombshell has lost its meaning. There's so many fucking bombshells. I mean, who can keep track of the so-called bombshells? Of course, none of them are a bombshell. It's just a way for you to click on something so some other asshole can make money and the next week unveil another so-called bombshell. We need serious people in serious times, and you need to be those people. You need to start being more discerning about who you listen to, what you do with the information, and put these fucking assholes away. Put them away. Close the book on them. Goodbye. Television fucking influencers, etc. That took fourth on Fox, took 12, 14, 15, 16 months to start telling you the truth about COVID after it was fucking all in the clear and the pharmaceutical companies had made their money after they hit a plateau of the folks that they could stick with the jabs and they knew that they'd plateaued out. It's safe now. It's safe. We can pretend to attack our biggest advertisers, the pharmaceutical industry, and start asking questions about COVID and the origins of COVID. It's safe now. We can pretend that we're in the battle. Another asshole will wheeled up in their fucking Escalade in the middle of a rumble and said, hey, what is going on over there? There seems to be a big skirmish. Who are these people? Who are these unruly people, these patriots? How dare them? I get involved, you know, but I'm dressed for the regatta. I mean, fucking seriously, right? You can make fun of it because it's so brazenly absurd. You have to make fun of it. These guys sat on the sidelines, rode the fence a year plus after the scamdemic was launched. Going on a year, almost a year after these jabs were unveiled, the injections were unveiled, and sat there and pretended there was no problem. They talked about every other distraction they could talk about. The election, after the election, you name it, goes on and on and on, right? They won't talk about how your doctor sold you out, how hospitals are selling you out, how the entire medical infrastructure in this country has collapsed. The Hippocratic Oath is now the hypocrite's oath, etc., that we've been talking about. Where are these fucking people at? You better just forget about these people, man. Turn them the fuck off. It's frustrating. It's just, we're trying to reach as many people as we can. We need more fighters. We don't need more goddamn onlookers and pedestrians who through a window observe a fucking, the battle of their lifetime, and they're just worried about raising money and profiting from it. Really? That's what the fuck's going on here? It's just about money to you? How are we to believe that you're not part of the opposition? That you're not part of the haves? Do you see what I'm saying? You don't know. You have to think they are. Because this, as a journalist, I'll tell you, I've been doing this a long time, in and out of journalism, and in intel when I wasn't in journalism. This is the biggest story. This is the story of a lifetime. Are you kidding me? As a journalist, this is a candy store. If you're a real deal out here and your intentions are true and pure, this is a candy store. How the fuck can you miss it? Unless you're paid to miss it. It's so simple. It's so simple. Start listening to people that are interested in the truth. Not trying to hide it and profiting from it. shrouding it. I need a drink. Throw a little soul shine at you from Government Mule. Well, we're all Government Mules if you haven't figured it out. And don't fucking email me and contact me and say, oh, you're in a bad mood. You're not feeling this way? I mean, come on, I know you are. I mean, you can pretend, I guess. You can put on a happy face. I know some relatives and some people are always PC, right? But when you're alone, if you don't feel this way, especially lately, and you're out to fucking lunch, you better figure out how to start feeling this way, because there's nothing normal about feeling cool and happy with the way things are going. I don't care where you are in the world. This is the most turbulent period of your lifetime. And if you're walking around with your head in the clouds, thinking things are going to go back to normal, and everybody's just so upset for no good fucking reason, you better get your head in the fucking game before the game's over and you're trying to figure out what the hell happened. And your family's looking at you thinking, why were we following this fool who led us astray? There's nothing funny about that. Get in the fucking game, man. Let's go. You're getting played by your so-called leaders 24/7, 365 to the max on steroids. And if you don't realize that and you don't try to counter that, you are going to lose it all. Everything. Money, freedom, soul shine, your fucking soul, man. They'll take it all. They want it all. I said this going back to March 2020. They want it all. They just don't want the money. They want your DNA. They want your soul. They want it all. They want your property. They want the money. They want the tangibles and they want the intangibles. And they'll stop at nothing to get it. And you watch what happens in the next couple months. I'm saying prayers for my friends, man. And my family members who lined up for this shit for the next couple months. It's going to be a turbulent time. I'm saying prayers. I mean, regardless of ideology and all that bullshit, as some people I really care about, it could be in a bad way when I start looking at the numbers coming out. You can't break through to the people because they don't get it. They've been led astray. Which is okay that it happens to all of us, but you got to break out of it, man. You got to start. You know what? I've been led astray. Now I got to snap out of it. Right? I don't want to end up like some body on the ground at Jonestown. Snap the fuck out of it. If you had a couple of sips of Kool-Aid, you can try to remedy it before you suck down the government's entire glass of bullshit Kool-Aid. You find yourself in a bad way. Of course, it was Flavor-Aid in Jonestown. Kool-Aid's got a bad rap from that. It was Flavor-Aid, the discount Kool-Aid. If you didn't know there was a discount Kool-Aid. Snap the fuck out of it. Let's go. Don't worry about relatives and friends who don't get it. Worry about the ones that do. And the reason why we share stuff is that You don't know where something's going to go. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, Pain in the Morning, we played a 29-minute clip from a long-term pulmonary nurse, 18 years, South Carolina. They have a sweeping indictment of everything that's happened behind doors in the hospital. It was fucking unbelievable, right? I said, you know, we're going to put the whole thing out. I saw a smaller clip on the internet. And I said, I got to get the whole clip, man. This nurse is really laying it out. Well, we got the whole clip and we put the whole thing out. I said, fuck it, we're putting the whole thing out. Because it's so hard to find. And so few people, even in our community, had seen him. And so people take these things, especially on the public podcast, they take it and they share it with other people. And then it spreads. See, you don't know the power of word of mouth. It's the greatest form of marketing of all time. You can't match it with advertising. You can't match it with spin and narrative. Word of mouth is where it's at. So people take this stuff and they share with other people. No idea how many people that can reach and how many people can pause and say, wait a minute, I was on the fence of this, getting this crap pumped into my body, etc. Or I was on the fence about masks or injections for my children or nieces and nephews. Now I'm not. Or I have to pause here and do some research for myself. Those are the things they didn't anticipate when they sat down and they mapped out all these schemes in the form of simulations and stuff like that, right? The human spirit, the ability to say, fuck you, I'm not doing it, and do something about it. They can't calculate for that. They never can. It's the same with AI. AI can do a lot of different things. It can figure out math problems, complex computer algorithms, a lot of different things, faster than a human can. But it can never think like a human, because nothing can replicate the soul, the spirit of a human being, but a human being. That's why AI will always continue to be flawed. It can never truly predict what somebody will do or think because of the intangibles. The same way when these guys sit back, these criminals, international criminals. Who am I talking about? Any leader in your country is a criminal. They're in on this. They haven't done anything about it in 18 months. They've seen human beings suffer. They've seen companies profit wildly at the expense of other people who have gone down the tubes. The middle class, the lower middle class, are now many under the poverty line. Where did that money go? When you lose a piece of the pie, that piece of the pie still exists. Somebody got it. Yeah, it was kicked up the chain. Just like a Bernie Madoff pyramid scheme. Except you didn't realize it was a scheme. You thought it was a scamdemic. Or a pandemic, depending on how truly woke you are, so to speak. It's the folks out here that say, you know what? Fuck this. Something's wrong. I'm not going to trust these people. And they get a little bit mad. That's great. To spark getting a vested interest in this, get some skin in the game, as I say. And then you watch it happen. Naturally happens. Your frustration and anger just grows to the point where you say, no, you're not going to make me do these things. See, they can't plan for that. And they didn't plan for it. They thought they'd scare the shit out of everybody. And everybody would line up for their jabs and all this stuff. And despite the fact that the FDA just said that there shouldn't be any booster shots, advisory panel over the weekend or Friday voted 16-2 to say, you know what, no booster shots for people 65. and younger, or 64 and younger, actually. You watch them roll the fucking things out of you. Roll. R-O-L-L. Roll. They'll roll them out of you. I mean, let's just watch and see if it happens, right? You watch and see if they roll them out of you. Despite the fact that they heard from doctors all over the country asking massively legitimate questions, we'll play some of those in the days to come. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, right? Because it's all following a script. This has been scripted long ago. It's been scripted long ago. Perhaps that's going to be the theme, a poignant song of the show. As we're going to play some of this Sky News, some of these quotes from Trump that are just, I'm not going to editorialize until we get there. There's comments from Pompeo. There's, it's just one old song and dance. I should play Aerosmith. Same old song and dance. Instead, we're playing another one, Bites the Dust, which seems, especially given the situation that the many Americans are facing right now, it's not good. You know, we hear the reports, and we've heard the reports for 18 months now, different time frames of folks who are in the hospital, folks that we know, folks that are sick.